Hello and welcome to this special edition of A Big Mouthful. My name is Simon Pearson and I am the chair of the LGBT Plus Network for Cumbria, Northumberland, Tyne and Wear NHS Foundation Trust. And it's important to state quite clearly right now that all views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are most definitely my own. Some of you will know that last year we created a series of videos of some of us in conversation talking about our coming out experiences, and I've always wanted to be able to transpose those over to audio so we can reach a wider audience. And I'm pleased to say I've been able to get round to doing that now. This is the conversation that Paul and Marta had. It was a really nice sunny day, we were in a nice field and it was very relaxed and it was really lovely to spend time with them and to be able to listen to them talk about their story.
I guess when I was like a teenager, I kind of realised I wasn't having crushes on people in the same way as my friends, and like in the like teen magazines or whatever, when they'd be like, oh, boys, and I'd be like, oh, what's this? Right. So then I kind of thought, like, everyone was sort of faking it a little bit, and I was like, well, people can't really be having all these crushes, they're just like putting it on. And then kind of thought that I was bisexual for quite a while because I kind of felt the same level of sexual attraction towards boys or men and to like women and girls as like a 14-year-old. And then like eventually when I got to about 18 or 19, after some forays into Google, I realized asexuality, so not feeling sexual attraction towards anyone, was a thing. And then I was like, that's me, that everyone else isn't faking it, I'm just asexual. And then it took me a bit longer to figure out kind of where I stood romantically, so it took me kind of having a boyfriend who I didn't really kind of feel too much for, and then a girlfriend who I felt a lot for,
right,
who I'm still with now, to realize like, oh, I'm romantically speaking attracted to women, so I identify as like asexual but also lesbian, but more on the like romantic side of it rather than the sexual side of things.
Okay,
what about you?
I think mine probably started off when I was maybe about 4, 5, 6. I remember playing with a cousin. At that point I already knew I was attracted to other boys, and we were playing a game and he called me a gaylord and asked him what it meant, and he told me, and it was just a light bulb going off. I knew. I was like, oh, I thought that's it, that's me, that's what I am, perfect. And I never had to question it or anything, it just stuck with me. I'm a gaylord.
It's such a nice like clarity to yours. I've spent years being like, what on earth is going on, oh my god, you know. So I'm slightly jealous of your like, oh yeah, that's me, because like it took me a while to figure out like who I was romantically attracted to as well. I guess now I recognise them as kind of romantic crushes on like TV characters. And then I did have a crush on one of my best friends as like a kind of 17, 18 year old, but I didn't do anything about it at the time. And I guess like our friendship group wasn't particularly like boy crazy anyway, so it wasn't really particularly an issue.
Did you have to have a process of coming out with your ace? Aceness?
I suppose. For like in relationships, like I didn't really come out in either of my, so I had two relationships with men, and both times I was just like really avoidant of having sex, because whilst like asexuality, not all asexuals necessarily are like sex repulsed and don't want to have sex. That's where I stand. So I just like was really, really avoidant and would like make up excuses. And one of my relationships was long distance, so that was like super easy for that. But then my girlfriend is the first like partner I've had to come out to about it. And like, I did that like pretty, I think I actually talked about that with her before we started dating, when I was still trying to figure out like if she was into women or not. And I was like, oh yeah, so I'm asexual. And we had a chat about that, which was quite nice, because it was like immediately like knew where we stood, and she's been really good. And kind of we've never, like, it's just not been an issue, which has been really nice.
After I'd come out to friends and family back home, I went on to university and had the fun party life there. And then I started work. Come out at work to my colleagues and my managers and things, and there's never any problems. But then I did start a job down south, and the war manager made a really homophobic comment to me. It wasn't directed at me, but it really, I don't know, it just really affected me. And it scared me back into the closet for a good, probably about 10 years. And then I moved up north and I started work here, and I just never really came out to anyone. A few people figured it out and would question me, and I'd just tell them. But I never made it part of who I was. I'd just drop it into the conversation occasionally. And it just sounds a bit daft now that I did that. But then I did eventually come out and everyone was perfectly fine with it, and got married to my husband, and it's just been that way ever since, really.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
I guess for me, like, I found it really hard to, when I wasn't really sure what my identity was, I found it really hard to come out to people around me, because I was like, I don't know what word I should be using to describe myself and where I quite fit. And you, like, once I figured I was asexual, it was a bit easier, but then it was like, who am I romantically attracted to? And then that was still really hard to, like, find the words for. But once I kind of figured out for myself where I stood, it was suddenly really easy to come out to people around me, because I was like, I know where I am, I know what words I'm using, like, I know I'm comfortable with who I am and I'm happy with who I am. And now I don't, like, coming out to other people is just like, oh, by the way, like, this is me, hello.
Do people understand when you told them?
I think it depended on who it was. So I suppose for my friends, most of them, like, were quite clued up on kind of asexuality as a thing, so yes. For, like, my family, I think a lot of the time I just go with I'm a lesbian, because they, like, understand that a bit more. And, like, to be honest, they don't really need to know, like, my feelings on sex, yeah. But they do need to know that, you know, I love my girlfriend and that she's going to be coming to family events and all that. So, yeah. Like, I kind of do that because it's a bit easier.
Okay.
And I don't really mind if they understand asexuality or not.
Interesting. That's good. So do you feel comfortable with who you are now after you've been through that process?
Yeah. Like, I think, like, once I figured out where I stood and kind of who I was attracted to and in what way, like, I don't think I ever felt uncomfortable with my identity once I figured it out. I think I was just like, oh, this is me. That's cool. Kind of, you know.
Yeah. Were you well supported with your peers?
Yeah. Like, I mean, we started, so I think kind of by the time I figured out kind of exactly what my identity was, it was when I was, like, kind of finishing up med school. And we started out with, like, a house of four straight cis people and ended up with a house with one straight cis person and three queer in some way.
So if you can go back in time, what would you tell 12-year-old Martha?
I guess 12-year-old me probably didn't really know what she was doing. So maybe I'd be like 17-year-old
okay,
me.
17-year-old
I'd be like,
Martha.
I suppose I spent a long time trying to figure out what, like, where I fit and kind of what labels felt right to me and where I suppose a lot of that was me kind of worrying about that. And I think I'd probably say, don't worry about trying to figure out a word, but just kind of trust your instincts and trust what feels right. And, like, I stayed in a couple of relationships that just didn't feel right because I kept expecting to feel something and something to click suddenly. And I think my advice would be kind of trust your instincts and trust your feelings and follow them.
For me, I would probably say, you're fine as you are, stick with it. Some people won't like it, but it doesn't really matter. Just be you, because you're all right, and have fun.
Yeah, I think have fun is a good, yeah, solid piece of advice.
I think that's probably it. Yeah.
I thought that was great. Thank you so much to Martha and Paul for sharing those intimate insights about your coming out experiences. As always, please email in with any comments, suggestions, and feedback from what you've heard on the podcast. We always love to hear from you, and the email address, as always, is abigmouthful1@gmail.com, and you can find that in the show notes on the Buzzsprout website. If you scroll down the page just below where the button is to listen to the podcasts, don't forget to email in with any thoughts and suggestions you have for future podcasts, and if you want to be part of a future podcast. In the meantime, thanks very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed that, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. In the meantime, please look after yourselves and stay safe.